My dear brother and sister in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Everybody ask, he want to speak or he want me to speak about calamity. What is calamity? What is the calamity for? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he want us from calamity? Or what he want us to learn from calamity? Before I start inshaAllah, set the intention. Set intention inshaAllah. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put in my heart and your heart what benefit to us and what benefit to you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, all-wise. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all-knowing, all-wise, do you know if I really believe in that, what will happen? It will make me content. It make me ease. Look to this lady, we hear her in England last week. What she said? She said, I know whatever happened, it has to be from my best. But always because mankind is very weak and we do not know, we think goodness only in the goodness, in what we like. And we forget, is not true. Actually, if we learn, if you have a boy or a young child and you keep giving him what he wants, what will happen to him? He will be spoiled. He will never value what he has. And he will become a brat. He will never have responsibility. He will never appreciate what he has. He will never know how to thanks. He will never know how to be generous because he learned only one thing, how to take. Imagine if we believe Allah is all wise, meaning in a time of anything happen I do not like, it's very simple. If I return it to Allah right away, I will believe without no doubt it is the best for me only if I know. Only if I know. I know what? Only if I know Allah will put goodness in it for me. I heard example, a very beautiful example. The example said, if you have a cup, this cup containing something, I cover it and I give it to you and tell you what inside without opening the cup, what are you going to do? What are you going to do, Zarida? You want to know what inside the cup without opening it, what are you going to do? Anybody know? What are you going to do? Come on! I know we are very late, but the heart can be up. Your eyes can be sleepy, your body can be out of whack, but your heart can be up, inshallah. Anybody know? Shake it. Wonder what happened when you shake it. either you will feel some liquid, something inside, or something will spill, something will smell, some color, something. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has an example. Calamity is to shake us up, to see what inside. According to what inside will show up in the right of calamity. You have sincerity, will show up. You have truthful, will show up. You have honesty, will show up. You have thanks and gratitude, it will show up. You have a trust of Allah, it will show up. You have belief in Allah, it will show up. You believe Allah is all wise, it will show up. If you are anger with full of shayateen, it will show up. If you have no faith, it will show up. If you are a liar, it will show up. If you have a weak faith, it will show up. If you are a hypocrite, it will show up. Whatever what inside of you, it will show up in a time of a trial or a test. We talked about it before. You know what's coming in my heart now? You want to really talk about calamity? We will talk about Musa alayhi salam. Because the story of Musa alayhi salam will teach you, you have nothing in your life. Because what you have in your life is nothing compared to what happened to Musa and his mother. Do you know Musa alayhi salam's story has been reported in almost 47 surah chapter, but the main story has been reported most likely in three chapter: Taha, Al-Qasas, and Fussilat wa Ghafir wal A'raf. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, He has a unique ways. He can give you a summary of the whole story in 4 or 5 paragraphs. And after that, He start to break it down to you slowly. And after He break it down, He give you the wisdom behind it. Look at the way of the Quran. And in meantime, He will give you the same story very short, in a few lines, in a few verse, in different area in the Quran, to remind you and give you wisdom. We're still talking about calamity, believe it or not, but we do not understand. Sometime to understand calamity, we have to look to another calamity and understand what the wisdom from it. Maybe we'll gain something. What do you think? You agree with me? All of you?
Yes.
Yes? MashaAllah. One of the major surah, chapter in Quran, talk about Musa alayhi salam is Surah Al-Qasas. Do you know something about this surah? Surah Al-Qasas containing two only story. A story of Fir'aun and a story of Qarun. The most two tyrant, one tyrant with power and one tyrant with money. Do you remember when we talk about Messenger and Prophet, what we gain? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give us all the situation can happen to anybody. None of us is out of one of the example of Quran. If you poor, you have example. Who? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isa alayhi salam. If you rich, you have Ayyub alayhi salam. You have Sulaiman alayhi salam. You are knowledgeable. And wise. You have Saleh, the wise. You have Yunus. You have Dawood alayhi salam. What it meaning is, whatever who we are, in which level, we will find some story can relate it to us. Today, believe it or not, the story of Musa, we cannot even complete it tonight. Because story of Musa, it need at least 2-3 tapes. But we will go until all of you go to sleep. Or we continue. Whatever which come first. Right? You have 3 cake, all chocolate, a lot of caffeine. All this lady should go to sleep except you. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. And also the story of Musa alayhi salam, it has also another point. Do you know what is it? It is a story of Qadr, a story of destiny, a story of wisdom of Allah, a story of the ability of Allah, and what Allah is written never will be changed. I want you to hear with your heart. Don't hear with your eye, with your ear. Because this story containing everything we might need in our life. It has beautiful wisdom, and we go through it inshallah with the will of Allah. And we have to remember, any story in Quran has been revealed. Where it is revealed? Mecca or Medina? Huh? What is it? Mecca. Why? To building faith. What time? In the last 2-3 years before immigration. Why? Because the time was so tough. The Prophet ﷺ was persecuted, him and all the companion. They was having hardship, the torture. They have no money, no food, no shelter, nothing, no support. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent all this story to give us steadfast. Okay? By this way, anytime you have a calamity, you go to one of the story, it will give you the same understanding. But sometimes we misunderstand. And this is what we have today, misunderstand the wisdom of Allah. What else the story of Musa alayhi salam teaching us? Teaching us the plot and plan of Allah above nobody. Nobody can stand in the front of the will of Allah. Nobody can stop the ability of Allah. This is a journey of faith. You want really a journey of faith? This is a journey of faith. We will see it from beginning to end is completely a journey against all the odds. All the rules, all condition is completely against it. But you know, this is not for anyone. This is for those who are sincere and want gain wisdom from Allah. Because each one of us should be touched by the sequence how Allah do things. And if we have faith, that's it. This is all we need. Do you know what we need in our life? Have faith, and we will see. Musa alayhi salam should not be exist. He should not be exist by all rule and condition. Allah allow a man to be grown against all the odd and condition. Because who's the owner of odd and condition? Who's the owner of all the earth and what it contains? Allah. Ya Allah. It's a journey of faith, journey of belief, journey with Allah. Now let's see. Who's Musa? Anybody know who is Musa? Musa whom? Musa ibn Imran. The son of whom? Anybody know? Yaqub. Who's Yaqub? Jacob. What Yaqub alayhi salam? He has another name? Yes, he has another name. Israel. In Arabic, Israel. This was the son of Yaqub called Bani Israel. The 11. Where does he live? Egypt. You remember after Yusuf, Joseph? Are you with me or with the kitchen? Please be with me and concentrate. Okay? Now, Yusuf alayhi salam, when he died, he have left his family, the 11 brothers. The 11 brother called Bani Israel, the son of Israel. Who's the son of Israel? The son of Ishaq, Yaqub alayhi salam. Now, when Yaqub alayhi salam, before he died, what he said to his sons? What you worshipping after me? They said, we worship your Lord, the only one, Allah, and the Lord of Ibrahim, and we are a Muslim, meaning believe in the oneness of Allah, the oneness of God, the oneness of the Creator. When Bani Israel spent some time in Egypt, they used to study, and they studied the early stage of their knowledge. One of the studies said, is one of the son of Bani Israel will cause the kingdom of Egypt to collapse. One of the son and generation of Bani Israel will cause the kingdom of Egypt to collapse. And this become like a fairy tale. It carried from one generation to another. Where it coming from also? Do you remember Ibrahim alayhi salam when he went to Egypt with his wife Sarah? And the king of Egypt at this time, he want to attack Sarah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her a gift of her piety and sincerity and honesty and patience. He make one of her seed to be the generator of destroying the king of Egypt. But look how Allah wisdom go. After many generations, the will of Allah has to continue. Over the years, we have Fir'aun. Something amazing about Fir'aun, I never know until almost a couple of years ago. If you see how Fir'aun written in Arabic in Quran, you will find under the ra is a kasra, meaning e, Fir'auna. Do you know what this meaning in Arabic? Fir, the one who always escaped. Look at the wisdom of Allah. Please wake up. Okay? Look at the wisdom of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his ultimate knowledge. He have certain things going on to the point. Who call him Fir'aun? From Allah, from long time ago. Nobody can call his name or do anything without the will of Allah. But look, Fir'aun. Fir, by Arabic meaning like the mice when he ran away. You know? By this way, yes, he is a name of a title of a king, but inside this title of a king, not even the quality of a mice. Look at the wisdom. Now, Fir'aun, like any another king, he has all kind of people around him. They give him a story, and one day they tell him, by the way, we heard about Bani Israel. is having this fairy tale is one of their seed will coming and destroy you. He said, yes, okay, command. All the female from Bani Israel, they have to be monitored. Once any female get pregnant, we know. And at time of birth, we kill the boy. If it's a female, stay. If it's a boy, we kill him. And he start torturing Bani Israel and use him as a slave, male and female, and discredit them, put them down. With many years go by, this Bani Israel used to be like the slave of all kind of dirty job. But now it's not too many male. Now the wise people go to Pharaoh and said, Pharaoh, these slaves are going to decrease. We need them. We need this quality of a slave. Why you do not let it go sometime? I want you to follow me with me, the wisdom of Allah. Now, they make a decision, new decision. 1 year we'll kill all the boys, and the another year we let it go. The year they let it go, Harun has been born. Who's Harun? The son of Musa. And Musa alayhi salam, he will be born. In a year, he has to die. I want you to be careful with me. Think, from now on, this man should be killed. According to all the rule, he should be killed. No one boy of the son of Israel, he should survive. But we're talking about the journey of what? Journey of faith with Allah. Do you know today what our problem? The most calamity we have today, we have no faith in Allah. We really do not have it. This is the ultimate calamity. The real calamity, like Imam Abu Hamid al-Ghazali said, the calamity is design, the trial, the test, the examination. I'm giving you all the name. Is designed to test you, to see your faith. Do you believe the condition or you believe the owner of condition? And if you believe the owner of condition, you forget the condition and think and remember the owner of condition, the owner of condition will take care about you. But today wonder what happened because our faith is weak. Once the calamity come, we keep crying over the calamity and we stop and we forget the owner of calamity. And this is why I teach you before, learn it carefully. Anytime you have a problem, say, Allahumma aftah baynana wa bayna qawmina bilhaq wa anta khayrul fatihin. Oh Allah, open between us and other of our people with the truth, and you are the most opener. Or you learn whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us with the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have a calamity or situation, said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. Allahumma ajurni fi musibati wa akhlif li khayran minha. Oh Allah, we are coming from you and we're going to return to you. Oh Allah, you become my representative of my calamity and switch it with me with better than that. But you have a manner in here and condition. You cannot talk about it. You cannot think about the calamity. You cannot worry about it. You cannot even think for a moment about it. Because now you completely put your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We go back to Musa alayhi salam. His mother coming to the time of birth. Soldier of Pharaoh looking for any female pregnant. With the will of Allah, nobody see her. Nobody know. Now the delivery came. Now the boy will cry. The neighbor will talk. The soldier of Pharaoh will come. They will kill him right away in the front of her. What kind of calamity is that? Think. A woman know For a fact, her boy has to die in the front of her. In a time of birth. Can you see? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said unbelievable thing to this woman. Umm Musa, the mother of Musa. He said one sentence. In this sentence, scholars say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said something very beautiful. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he said something very beautiful. He said, وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His amr, His command, His mashi'ah, His will is over proceed anyone. But the majority of people, they do not know. And what else? Musa alayhi salam, when he had birth, his mother, was scared. Listen to what Allah revealed to her, revealing her heart. Not a revelation again, no. Wah meaning ilham, meaning Allah put in your heart something. Allah said it in Quran so beautiful. He said, وأوحينا إلى أم موسى. We put in her heart. أن ارضعي. Feed him from your breast. This is a command. Listen to what this verse. One verse containing two commands. أن ارضعي. Feed him from your breast. فإذا خفتي عليه فألقيه في اليم. If you fear, ألقيه في اليم. Throw him in a river. If you're afraid about him, throw him in a river. ولا تخافي ولا تحزني. And now to advice from Allah. Do not fear and do not be sad. And he gave her also two good news, good to a glad tithing. Inna radduhu ilayki. We will bring him back to you. And inna radduhu ilayki waja'iluhu min al mursaleen. And we will make him a messenger. Imagine all this. Allah put it in the heart of a mother, fearing of her son to be killed at this moment. You with me or sleeping? Sleeping? You okay? You with me? Okay. By this way, what we say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said two things. He command her to feed him, to throw him in the river. And do not fear. Do not be sad. We will bring him back to you. And we make him a messenger. All this in one sentence. One sentence containing two news, two command, and two advice and two glad tidings in only one verse. Now think about it as a mother. Look at it. He said to throw it away, not even put it in the river, throw it. Throw it in Arabic is a word coming with unf, with quwwah, with strength. Throw it, will bring him back to you. If you're familiar with river, river always go to one direction. It never come back with two direction. We have to stop in here for a moment. Not because you're sleeping, no, because the situation is very tough now. The odd completely against anybody can imagine. Here she is, afraid of her baby to even cry, because the soldier will kill her. And here she is, Allah put in her heart to put him in a small basket and throw him in the river. Think. Is this not odds? And meaning, to save your son, you have to listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He tell you, do it. Another verse said, is awhayna ila ummika ma yuha. We will give you in your mother heart what we reveal to her. An اغذفيه في التابوت. Throw him in the basket. فاغذفيه في اليم. Throw him in the river. فليلقيه اليم بالساحل. The river will take him to the shore. يأخذه عدو لي وعدو له. Will take him, my enemy and his enemy. ولذلك, for that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa in different area, والتصنع على عيني. I will make you in the front of my scene. Allah, He make him. But look how Allah, He make a messenger against all the odds. And now, wonder what happened. Now the mother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse said, ولولا أن ربطنا على قلبها. If we did not hold tight in her heart, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent a certain tranquility and faith in her heart, make her steadfast. Steadfast in what? In believing in Allah. Imagine a mother throwing her own boy in a very wavy river. Everybody knows this river is very high, going to one direction. And what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will it happen? Now it went. It went to whom? We have to remember, is the river is not a working from Allah, a slave of Allah? Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how Allah, His messenger and His own army work. Allah can make the river army. The river by the will of Allah, He takes a basket going straight to the palace of Pharaoh. The enemy of him, the one he looking for him. If you guys are out, I stop. What do you want? I continue or we stop? It doesn't work. Because once we start. But if you really out, you out. We stop. And we stop at Musa alayhi salam in a basket, his mother threw him away, and because his mother threw him away and she was scared, everybody here from the scare went to sleep. By this way, we take a break, maybe for a week, until we see what happened to the mother of Musa, and what happened to you, and what happened to me. What's that?
The mother of Musa.
Yeah. People, different people give different name. But Quran never mentioned it. Anyway, everybody now is going to sleep. What? What? No, the brother of Musa. His brother. Because Musa alayhi salam did not born yet. Is Yeshua, I said, the son? You sure? Because maybe I'm looking like I'm really up, but maybe I'm sleeping too. Okay. Okay. Now you know. Okay, mashallah, you remind me. He's a brother of Musa, not the son of Musa. And he born 1 year before him. And this was a very strong calamity for all of us today. You see how even a little bit of sleep, it can make everybody forget everything. You know, if we're hungry, we won't go to eat, and we're paralyzed. If we want to sleep, believe it or not, whatever, what calamity you have, you forget even any calamity, and said, please, let me go to sleep. If you want cake,
cake. Sleep.
My dear brother and sister in Islam, it's almost after midnight or close to midnight. We'll continue inshallah next week. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. You stopped?
No.
Stop it. We said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give the power to the water, meaning the river. Imagine a river running very fast. The mother throw the box with Musa in it. After she listen and obey to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell her. But we have to learn the obedience of Allah always will lead us to goodness. The trust of Allah has to lead us to goodness and success. The belief in Allah has to lead us to goodness and success. And this is what happened to Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam was the power of Allah. Because we have to know, everything exists in this earth, everything exists, is a slave to Allah. Can the river move without the will of Allah? No way. Not even a dot. And this is what happened exactly. What happened is, the moment Musa alayhi salam, his mother threw him in the river, wonder what happened. It was already commanded by the will of Allah to the river, move the basket to a certain location Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already decided in his own knowledge. Which location is that? The location of the balcony of the wife of Pharaoh. At the time, the wife of Pharaoh is sitting in the balcony. Look how Allah planned things. No way anybody can plan like Allah. And all of a sudden, the basket run to the front of Asiya bint Muzahim, the wife of Pharaoh. And another report said it was actually some slave of Asiya playing in the river. They saw the basket. And because they are a slave, they cannot open the basket. The basket was closed. They took the basket closed and they said, let's take it to our queen of the house. You see? And who is the queen of the house at this time? Was Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh. And Allah described it in the Quran. Allah, He promised. He said, I will make you وَالْتُصْنَعْ عَلَىٰ عَيْنِي. I will make you by my vision. And wonder what happened. The moment Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh, look at him, Allah at this moment, He put a love of this boy in her heart. Because love, by the way, coming from Allah. You cannot love someone without Allah. But we're talking about certain love. The goodness, the love of goodness is only from Allah. And the same time, wonder what happened. Pharaoh is coming. Who's that? He's a boy. Look at him. A boy? He has to be killed. Where are he coming from? We find him in the river. Look what Asiya see, she said to him. قُرَّةَ عَيْنٌ لِي وَلَكْ. It is goodness for me and for you. The scholar said, yes, he was goodness for her, because later on he gave her da'wah and he led her to paradise. He invited her to Allah. And she became a Muslim in her life, and Allah gave her a big palace in paradise. By this way, yes, Musa was the one causing her to have happiness in this life and hereafter. But he was not for him, for Pharaoh. Don't kill him. Let's make him our son. With the will of Allah again, because we have to remember always the will of Allah. The man who commanding all the boys to be killed, he is the one will take care about the man or the boy. He will be the one to be the cause of destroy him in this life and destroy him in the hereafter. By this way, Pharaoh is the enemy of Musa, and Musa is the enemy of Pharaoh. And Pharaoh has to kill Musa. But the Mashi'a, the Qudra of Allah, the will of Allah above any will. And it has been written before anybody. Is Pharaoh going to take care about Musa? What is the teaching in here? In the most negative situation, in the most odd situation, it can be the best for us only if we rely and have faith in Allah. The most odd situation, you think it has a destruction of you, It is the best for you only if you know. If you rely on Allah, if you have faith in Allah, because Allah can take any situation and make it for you. And this also to show us the wisdom of Allah against our wisdom. Meaning, for us, river has destruction. No, river acting as a train station for the bucks of Musa. And he has to stop in a certain location at certain time by the will of Allah. Who's the driver? Angels. By command of whom? Allah. And this is what we have to learn. Who is really the owner of destiny? The one we like and the one we dislike. Now Musa alayhi salam living with whom? Living with the one. Living with whom? Living with Pharaoh. How long he lived with Pharaoh? Approximately close to 40 years in the palace of Pharaoh, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala start give him the ilham, start give him now a small revelation one at a time. Not kind of revelation as a messenger, not yet. We will talk about it later. But just now, he give him the wisdom. He give him the responsibility. He teach him. He give him the knowledge. What knowledge at this time? Doctor degree, professor, master? No. The knowledge of the master of all the master. The knowledge of Allah. And in some time, Musa alayhi salam, he was walking in town. When he see a fight, one man from his own clans. Now, by the way, wonder what happened. By the years go by. You know, I forget again. I forget the milk. I forget the milk. Musa alayhi salam, after they took him to the palace, wonder what happened. They get him all kind of female. They took him to the market, and it used to be female sitting to feed babies for money. And he refused. They took him back to the palace crying. Now they make a news. Is anyone know about good woman to feed this child? Now, his own sister, she woke and she know him. She said, can I lead you to a woman can feed him? They said, no, a woman has to come to the palace of Pharaoh to feed the child. She came once, and once he touched the breast of his mother, bum 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 bum, he drink. Wonder what happened. Now everybody happy. Come every day, feed the child. I can. My husband is sick and we have a lot of children. Please, can you send the child? Okay, no problem. We send the child to you daily You feed him, and we give you money, and we give you gift, you and your family. Look at the power of Allah. You remember what Allah told her? In the time she was going to throw him in a river, we will bring him back to you. They said, this one of the unique situation when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let the mother feed her own child and get paid for it too, in this life and hereafter. And her own family get gift. You see, sister? Okay. Now, what this teach us again? The power of Allah. The will of Allah. How Allah can provide in a mean we cannot even imagine. From the most oddest things, the one who's supposed to kill him, now he pay for it to feed him. You see? And Musa grew. And one day, he was in a market. During this time, he built a relationship with his own clans, with the will of Allah. You can call it a hidden relationship. And one day he woke, one Egyptian fighting with one of his own clans. The one from his own clans, he tell him, "Oh Musa, come here, help me out. This guy is oppressing me." He said, "You, come here." Boom! He give him one punch. The another man winded. You see? He did not like rabbit, no. He give him boom, one punch. Is bunch or punch? A punch. He give him one punch. The Egyptian guy was dead. He doesn't mean it. He just tried to help. But also something we have to learn. Musa alayhi salam was very powerful man, very muscular, very big, have a very high, strong will. We can imagine just by being one small hit, finished. He didn't give him a black eye, no, finished dead. Another man saw that. He said, "You're not a good biased man, you are a tyrant." And he left. The following day, he find the same man fighting another man. The another Egyptian man, Musa start going to fight with him. He said, "Oh Musa, you remember what you did yesterday. You're not trying to spread goodness in earth. You are an oppressor. You are a tyrant." At this moment, he remember. And this also is a quality of the believer. When somebody give you something, if you honest, it click. Now he wave to the one from his own clan. And he said, "Innaka laghawiyun." You are, you know, really, what do you call it? Like whispering of the devil. You the one, you helped me out to do that yesterday, and you coming today too? You working for Shaitan. Get away from me. And he left. Now the news starts spreading. Musa kill a man. When the news starts spreading, Musa alayhi salam start getting afraid. Meaning, the news will spread. Now, the reality of Musa will show up. What Musa did, he decided to flood. But before even he doesn't know what to do, a man came and he said, "Oh Musa, I'm going to give you advice. People is plotting and planning against you. Run away. Get out before they kill you. I am giving you advice. Go." And this here also, it teach us when somebody give advice good for us, we take it. Musa ran away. Do you know where he ran? He ran across the Red Sea, going towards Sinai Desert. Now, Musa alone, no degree, no job, no means, no nothing. You think he has a new bag of clothes? Winter clothes, summer clothes, autumn? No, he had nothing. Very small amount of clothes, and he ran. And he reached an area. Do you know which area is that? Is Madian. Madian, it was the same place of Shu'aib alayhi salam. You remember? Shu'aib, what's the name of Shu'aib in English? Okay. Anyway, it was a place of Shu'aib and the people of Shu'aib. He went and he was sitting next to a rock. He find some of the people who are shepherd was taking water from the well, and it was a habit. When they finish, they close the well. By this way, no animal coming and fall down. And how they close it? They close it by a big rock. Many men come together, and all of a sudden he find two female walking with shyness. And he discovered, he said, what are you doing here? He said, we were waiting until all the shepherd finished and we will go. What this teach us is, even before Islam, women do not mix with men from good family. And our father is an old man, and we working for our father. Musa alayhi salam strong. He went, boom, and he left the rock by himself, the one in the top of the well. And he get her a couple of basket, he give it to them, everybody is happy. Later on, the same one of them came, again walking in istihya, walking with shyness, and said, please come to our father, he want to speak to you. He will reward you for what you did to us. The old man, he said, I do not know how I can reward you. One of the girls, she heard it. And in here is a license from the time in the past until now. The woman whispered something to the father. Said, oh, our father, the best one you make him working for you is the strong and the faithful one. What about make him work for you? In meantime, the father is a father. He felt this girl, she has an eye for this man. Meaning in a hidden message, she said, oh father, he's a good man. Marry him to me. He's good, is allowed in Islam, believe it or not. People today think you're not allowed to propose to a man. Is wrong. A woman has been allowed to propose to a man, and it happened in the time of the Prophet. When they look for a quality man, they go propose to him. Or they talk to the father, and the father will go propose to the man, please marry my own daughter. Why? Because you want gain this man. People in the early days, you need to look for quality. And once they see quality, you won't get it. You do not want to lose it. By this way, it is allowed for a girl to propose to a man with shyness and quality, or send somebody from her relative to propose to a man in her behalf. Is allowed and is recommended if you're really looking for a good man. And he said, I don't have nothing. He said, you work for me 8 years. You take care about my work in 8 years. This is the price of marrying my daughter. And if you increase, it will be goodness and generosity from you. And according to the report, Musa alayhi salam was generous. He worked for him for 8 years and he gave him 2 years extra for free. And after that, he said, "Oh Musa, from this time, any sheep has certain color, I forget was white or what, you will have it. But before that, let's go back in a couple of things important before I forget. When Musa alayhi salam was leaving Egypt, he made dua to Allah. This dua is very important for all of us to learn it. قال ربي نجني من القوم الظالمين. Oh Allah, save me from the oppressor one. And also he said, عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل. Maybe Allah will lead me to the right path. And also is before he meet this woman, he make another dua. ربي إني لما أنزلت إلي من خير فقير. Oh Allah, from what have you have been giving me, I am poor. What this meaning, a scholar said, it has the manner of the Prophet. And it teach us how to ask Allah. He did not say, I'm a needy, I'm hungry, I need provision. He did not say that. This unpolite was Allah. He said, oh Allah, of what you have been giving me, I am poor. You see the way he said it? He did not say, oh Allah, you're not giving me. Where is my provision? I heard a man in Manhattan, he working in Manhattan. I'm not going to say where he from. If he make good money in one day, he said, Alhamdulillah. If he's a day habit, he did not make the money enough he like, he will not say it. Somebody said, ask him, say Alhamdulillah every day. He said, no. I said, Alhamdulillah only when I make it. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. May Allah forgive him. Do you know what that is? State of kufr and shirk. And what he said to Musa alayhi salam, he said, any female sheep grow up with a skin different color than the other sheep is yours. According to some story, it said, Musa alayhi salam came in a well of water and he put some ropes. And these ropes used to make noise. And once it make noise, the female get scared in a time of pregnancy. By this way, most of them having different color except one. Now in 1 year approximately, he has a lot of sheep. Now he become an owner from nothing to an owner now. Now he has all this treasure now, all these sheep and all these things, and years go by. And one time, he felt like, you know, is really the area where he are living at is not really doing good. He start going back toward Egypt. Doesn't mean he going to Egypt, he just going toward Egypt. From where he is, if you look to the map, going toward Egypt, he go through the Sinai Desert. And the Sinai Desert, you're going to pass through some valley. One of these valley where the Prophet Musa alayhi salam start getting revelation. And we'll see how it happened. Now he have his wife, his family, the family of his own wife, and walking by. Night go by, after night go by, no water, very hungry, and very cold. And one night he said, please wait for me in here. Let me look is some kind of light. Maybe I will see fire or something I get from this. And he go toward what he saw. And by the way, at this time also, he was already lost. Meaning, he was in a journey, but during the journey he lost. He lost his way. By this way, he was looking for guidance or a fire or support in the middle of his lost. When he saw this, according to some report, like a greenish light, light was greenish in it. And he said, let me see what's going on. And he go towards the light. And when he went towards the light, he looked and he finds something amazing. When he looked to the tree, he finds the tree is green. But it's fire from the tree. The tree is green and it gives fire. How? This was the first thing it hit him. How a tree green and give fire? And the fire was not a normal fire. And at this time, at this surprise, at this valley was Tuwa. The valley was Tuwa. And at this time, he was towards the Qibla. And at this time, he started hearing sound. And there's two ways to do it in here. We go to Quran because Allah gave us a beautiful sequence. And the beautiful sequence is located in two, three locations. One in Surah Al-Qasas, and one in Surah Taha, and one in Surah Al-Araf. But at this moment, the majority of this incidents completely with the detail in Surah Taha and Surah Al-Qasas. Wonder what happened. In Surah Taha, Allah said it. It's very beautiful. At this moment. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When you speak Arabic and English, sometimes all of a sudden you lost it. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد سبحان الله ميك صلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم sometime when I try to remember a verse may Allah allow me to remember it is Surah Taha let me go step by step until inshallah it come start by Taha ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وتحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى وهل أتاك حديث موسى إذ رأى نارا فقال لأهلهم كثوا إني آنست نارا لعلي آتيكم منها بقبس أو أجد على النار هدى فلما آتاها نودي يا موسى الله سبحانه وتعالى قلهم نودي يا موسى إني أنا ربك I am your Lord فاخلع عليك انك بالوادي المقدس طوى. Take your shoes off. You are in a blessing valley. فاخلع عليك انك بالوادي المقدس طوى. وانا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى. I am choosing you. Hear what I've been going to reveal to you. إنني أنا الله. Me, I am Allah. لا إله إلا أنا. No one worthy of worship and no Lord except me. فاعبدني. Worshiping me. وأقم الصلاة لذكري. And pray to remember me. By this way, one of the purpose of Salah is to remember Allah. وأقم الصلاة لذكري. إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها. The day of judgment is hidden. لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى. To every soul will get whatever is going to do. Meaning, you are doing whatever or whatever you're running after, this what you will be judged for. إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى. Don't stop or don't try to be delayed by those who try to delay you from your journey, from your path to me. And otherwise you will be a loser. Do you know in this verse is a complete message for mankind? Is a complete message for mankind. Now Musa عليه السلام. Musa alayhi salam, he gets a message. After they get the message, immediately something happened. Do you know what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said to him right away, O Musa, what do you have in your hand? He said, my cane. Atawakka'u alayha. I use it to support myself in walking. وَلِي فِيهَا مَآرِبَ أُخْرَى. And I have many reason and many cause of having this cane. He said, O Musa, throw it. Musa threw it. The moment he throws the cane, it became a huge snake. And Musa ran away. Run away for a moment. He ran away. He flee. He said, O Musa, come here. Musa stop. He said, come. Don't be scared. And pick it up. Pick it up. Pick it what? It's a snake. Pick it up, ya Musa. Couple of time. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, pick it up, we will return it to its own version, which is cane again. Musa, after 2-3 times, by the will of Allah, Allah allow him to go to the head of the snake and hold it. According to the report, it was a huge snake with a big vein or fang. You know, And this was the first test of faith between him and his Lord. And he said, "O Musa, put your hand in your bucket or bucket. It will show and bring it back." He put his hand. He has disease. What do you call it? Leprosy? You know, in his hand. He put his hand, came white. Now Musa scared. He said, "Musa, put your wings toward you." Allah used word wings. وَضْمِمْ إِلَيْكَ جَنَاحًا. Like, do like this. Hold tight yourself. I see you shivering, ya Musa. You are really lost. Put your hand like this, you see? You will be calm. You will be fine. Now he put his hand, he calmed down. He said, "This is science. I give it to you. Now go to Fir'aun. Innahu tagha." Go to Fir'aun and give him the message. Now imagine, it's a very fast journey. It's a very fast journey. But we have here to stop for a moment. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let Musa alayhi salam spend approximately 18 years in a desert? From the time he fled from Egypt to this moment, he almost was, according to some report, 18 years in the desert. Some report 12, but not less than 12. Okay? Why? Anybody tell me why? Huh? I said it before. Just an audience? Huh? Go ahead. He left Egypt because he was afraid to be killed. But why he is living in the desert for 12 years? You remember what we said? No messenger and prophet without being a shepherd. Why? Because living in the desert, it teaches you many quality. Musa alayhi salam, he lived where? In the palace of Fir'aun. What kind of quality you get in the palace? None. You build a lot of disease, a lot of bad quality. Now he has to steadfast in the desert to learn good quality. Because only in a desert you can learn certain quality, like humble, humility, patient, being kind, generous, have faith in Allah. And after that, right away, he said, "O Musa, go. Go to what I give you. This will be the sign of Fir'aun." Meaning what you see now, from the cane being a snake and your hand, this is a sign for you to show Fir'aun you are a messenger of me. And also in here, the first teaching and the first main teaching of us, how to invite anyone. Fir'aun is the most tyrant in earth. Fir'aun, the one he said, "Ana rabbukum al-a'la," I am the greatest Lord. Nobody ever said that. And even then, Allah never cursed him. Allah never called him a bad name. Not even that, he said, "O Musa, go to him and invite him toward me. وَقُلْ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا," and said to him soft word, because Musa is tough. He tell him, go talk to him softly. You know, imagine, talk to him softly. Maybe he will remember, or he have his vision again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have absolute knowledge. He know Fir'aun will not listen. But it's a teaching for us. And this reminds me by a small story. When a Bedouin went to Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi, which one of the tyrant of his own time in Iraq, which approximately like 80 years after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam or less. And he was a wali, he was a ruler, not even Khalifa. But this ruler, he killed Muslim more than anybody on earth. Even he killed the majority of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam family. Imagine. And listen to this, because it has a teaching for us. One Bedouin came to him, and he was really a tyrant. You talk to him, he didn't like what you talk, what he hear. He just brings a sword. He has a bucket and has a piece of wood. He put your head, cut your head, and that's it, finished. No talking. He's not the kind of person you talk and argue with him. The moment he disliked what you said, he cut your head off and finished. Nice guy, huh? And this Bedouin came, and he came to him in a day he was feeling good. This Hajjaj, he was feeling good. And the Bedouin, he talked to him very tough. He said, listen, you came in a good day. What are you doing? I want to accept. And he started again. He said, listen to me. Are you better than Musa? He said, no, hasha lillah, no way. He said, is me worse than Pharaoh? He said, no, no way. He said, and Allah asked Musa to talk to Pharaoh nicely. You know, with wisdom and kind and patient. Is this what we're doing today to each other? And how to invite toward Islam? Whoever, anyone among us, no way can reach the level of Fir'aun. No way. And none of us can reach the level of Musa. By the way, we have to remember that. At this moment, right away, do you know what Musa alayhi salam said? Oh Allah, me going to Fir'aun? Invite him? He said, Rabbi, inni akhaf an yukadhibun. Oh Allah, I fear they will tell me I'm a liar. وَيَضِيقُ صَدْرِي and my chest will be tight. وَلَا يَنْطَلِقُ لِسَانِي and my tongue cannot continue talking. Now in here is too many stories. One of the story is when Musa used to get anger, he get upset. When he get upset, he started and he cannot talk. This is one of the story also. He's the kind of person, when he gets upset, anger, what he does, he cannot talk. And his word become cut. Scattering, stuttering. And he asked Allah, oh Allah, you know me, I cannot talk eloquent, I cannot even talk sometime. فَأَرْسِلْ إِلَيَّ هَارُونَ send with me my brother Harun. وَلَهُمْ عَلَيَّ ذَنْبٌ فَأَخَافُ أَنْ يَقْتُلُونَ and already they on me a killing. If I go, they will get rid of me. And after that he said, قَالَ رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. Oh Allah, open my chest and make my way easy and take a knot of my tongue to give me the ability to they can comprehend what I'm saying. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reply? He said, go. سَنَشُدَّ عَدَدَكَ بِأَخِيكَ we will give you support with your brother. وَنَجْعَلْ لَكُمَ سُلْطَانًا and we will give you a victorious level. فَلَا يَصُلُونَ إِلَيْكُمَ and they will not reach you with what I give you of my sign. You are, and who follow you is a victorious one. Finished. Now imagine the victory and the power and the wisdom of Allah for a man. In a few hours, he became a messenger and going now to Egypt to be an inviter. Some small story in here also is, in the way, In the way Musa alayhi salam was going, something came in his heart. What about my family? Who going to take care about my family? Because we always today have a fear of who going to take care about our family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he know what in his heart. You know what he said? O Musa, the first rock you see, pick it up and take it. And the first rock you see, hit the rock you have in your hand with the rock you see. Now Musa, he pick one rock out. He hit the first rock he see. The rock become half and it open. And inside the rock is another rock smaller. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, Musa, hit it again. He hit it again. Again, a smaller rock inside the smaller rock. He said, oh Musa, take it again. Hit it one more time. He hit it. He find out a worm, a living worm, in a third rock with a green leaf in the mouth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Musa, take it. Put it next to your ear. And Allah gave him at this time the ability of understanding the language of the worm. He finds the worm saying, Subhanallah, glory to Allah, the one who created me, and he know where am I. Glory to Allah, Subhanallah, the one he know my need, where I cannot find no need. And glory to Allah, the one provide me, and he never forget me. And this also was a testing to Musa to learn how to have faith in Allah. Now Musa going to Egypt. Now remember again, Allah tell him, talk nicely to Pharaoh. Maybe he will remember, or maybe he will fear me. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again, he remind us by the first steps of how to build wisdom by Allah, by talking to other in a nice way. And also Allah said something else in different surah. لا تخاف إنني معكما أسمع وأرى. Don't be fear. I am with you. I hear and I listen. And when you come to him, tell him what I'm telling you now. Said, we are the messenger of Allah. Send with us Bani Israel. ولا تعذبهم. And don't torture him. Meaning now, he has two commands to Pharaoh also. Invite him toward Allah and tell him, O Pharaoh, give us Bani Israel. You remember? The tribe of Israel. Enough to torture them and give it to us. And enough being tyrant. And we give you a sign from Allah. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الْهُدَى. And peace toward those who are follow the right path. And after that, beautiful also another continue verse. Inna qad uhiya ilayna. We have been revealed to us the torture to those who deny and be tyrant. And now the journey of da'wah starting, going to Pharaoh. And the moment he enter to Pharaoh right away, he introduced himself now. This is a man. He was actually living in the palace of Pharaoh for almost 38 years. And the first thing he tell him, and this teach us da'wah, because today we always make da'wah to people. Make salah, make this, do that. No. He start again. He said, I'm the messenger of the Lord of heaven and universe. رب السماوات والأرض. He said, who is this the Lord of heaven and universe? He said, the Lord of heaven and universe, if you, a believer. Right away, Pharaoh, he laughed. Ha, ha, ha. Do you hear what he's saying? Do you know any Lord than me? Who is your Lord? He said, my Lord is your Lord and the Lord of everybody before you. Very simple. Right away, he replied, the one he came to invite you, he is crazy. He's Majnun, he's crazy, he's nuts. It rings a bell, always. The moment you became a Muslim, you are nuts. Musa alayhi salam replied, he said, the Lord of East and West, and what is between, if you just think, if you just comprehend. According to the scholar, do you know what he just said? If you just think? Because the moment he said the Lord of East and West, nobody owns East and West except Allah. By this way, whatever who you claim, you do not own East and West, you own Egypt. Meaning you are a liar, but in a nice way again. Right away what he said to him. Look like always people deny us. He said, أَلَمْ نُرَبِّكَ فِينَا وَلِيدًا. Did you remember? You used to be a baby, and we give you milk, and you stay with us, and we take care about you, and you did what you did, and you killed the man. And you are among the kafir. Because word kafir meaning the person who deny. Word disbeliever is the one who deny. By this way, he deny the gift and all the gesture from Pharaoh. You didn't remember what I did with you? I did this and this and this and this. You forget what he said. Musa alayhi salam replied. He said, I did it. But I was astray. And I ran away from you. When I fear from you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He give me wisdom and He make me among the messenger. And the best is to go to Surah Taha, verse 47, 48, 49, 50, 58, 59. And this explains to you the scenario. It happened between Musa and Pharaoh. The scenario was also about, in the end, he tell him, I came with a sign. He said, what is the sign? He put his hand, it came white. He said, you are a magician. And he put the snake, he put the stick, the cane, it become a snake. He said, look, he's a magician now. A few minutes ago, he was a liar. And a few minutes later, he was crazy. And a few minutes later, he was a magician. By the way, the three always the cause. Always. Either you would be a liar, or a magician, or crazy. He said, I will send a news to bring all the magician, and we will have a day. The day of feast will be our day. We bring what we have, and you come with what you have, and we see who is the winner. He said, okay. And he sent. And we know story. The throw, and the best is to read it from Quran, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave it very beautifully. And everybody think, it is really a snake. And now Musa alayhi salam, when he threw his cane, it swallowed all the actions he did. At this moment, with the will of Allah, the magician Ziz burst straight to the ground. And he said, we believe of the Lord of Musa. And we are a believer. Right away, Pharaoh said, you disbelieve in me before I command you, I will cut your feet one to one. And I will destroy your family. And I will do this, I will do that. What he said, look at the iman. They said to him, do whatever you want. We are now a believer. We want only to please Allah. You see now, I tell you the truth is a big difference between their iman and our iman. Once we became a believer, today we complain about everybody else. Imagine to be a believer in a 5 minute. When what kind of belief? To really be with Allah against even being killed and your family being tortured? And not even that, all of a sudden they want to kill Musa too. All of a sudden one of the worker of the Pharaoh, he embraced Islam but hidden inside of his heart. He said, why? Why are you killing a man only asking to believe in Allah? And this teach us how to have faith in Allah and say the right thing and do not be a coward. This man is killed. But what he did, he said the truth. In the front of whom? In the front of Pharaoh and everybody else. And Pharaoh went to all his, tyrant. And he said, oh Haman, his wazir, his name is Haman, the worst man in earth after Pharaoh. He said, ibni li sarhan, build me a big, tower. Build me a big tower to see the Lord of Musa. And this was the first time a long, long tower has been built. Because he told him, build me a tower. Nobody ever have a tower like that. Maybe I see this Lord. In here we see always a disbeliever what? Arrogant, ignorant, blind, stupid, Because arrogant and ignorant is blind. And blind is stupid, really. Doesn't mean Pharaoh is stupid, no. He's stupid in his own way. And now wonder what happened. Musa alayhi salam. Also, we have to stop in here about Asiya. Asiya believed in Musa. She became a Muslim. And right away, from the wife of Pharaoh, the queen of the house, to being tortured. And he tortured her. And Musa alayhi salam came to her and see her in the middle of torture and smiling. He said, how come you're smiling? She said, I'm smiling of their own tyrant and how Allah is so patient and so kind. But so patient and so kind for long? No. For time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And after that she makes a famous dua. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to her her own palace, he let her see it coming down from the sky. She saw her own palace in paradise. She make a scream. And she said, oh Allah, ibni li indaka baytan fil jannah. Build me a palace next to you, ya Allah, in paradise. Wa najjini min fir'auna wa qawmu. And protect me from the tyrant of Pharaoh and his people. And Allah accept her. And according to some report, in a few days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take her. And Asiya, another report, it said Asiya and Maryam bint Imran, they will be some of the wife of the Prophet Muhammad in paradise. But look at the amount of iman, faith. And in a short time, not a long time, very short time. Now, Musa alayhi salam, he went with whatever he fled with or flee with Bani Israel. We're not going to go to the detail of what happening. But after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala testing Pharaoh. How? He makes the whole Egypt become drought. And after drought, he sent rain so heavily, it flood everything. And after that, he sent the frogs. By this way, frogs was all over. Everybody find frogs all over. And after frogs, ant, and what do you call it? Like beetles and the things, you know, you have it in cologne. What do you call it? What's that? No. The tiny things. Bugs. Allah said bugs all over. Nobody can even sleep. Signs after sign. And he sends the garad. Garad, the one that's coming in the autumn. The one green, long. It make a lot of cricket. Locust. Locust. And he sends the locust. What else he send? And he sends the blood. Meaning you drink water, you find blood in the water. Milk, blood in the milk. Everything liquid, it has blood in it. With the will of Allah. They cannot drink, they cannot sleep, they cannot eat, sign after sign, to the whole Egypt and a suburb. And what they said? They said, whatever sign you send from you as a magician, we will never believe in you. Look at the amount of sign, and they consider him, he's a magician. And not only that, in here a beautiful area, we have to stop and think about it. And when they really have it so rough, they go run to Musa. Oh Musa, pray for us to Allah, lift the torture from us. We know you have connection. You have a relationship. And we will believe in you, and we will send Bani Israel with you. Now Musa make dua. Now Allah lift all the torture. Wonder what happened? They go back again. Is someone rings a bell for us? You find a person, he's a sinner. And he tell you, no, sister, you look so pious. Pious. Call Allah for me. Make dua. Why you cannot make dua for yourself? If you know I'm connected with Allah, connect yourself to Allah too. But this always a trick of the arrogant person. And this word actually, it make the person witness to him and witness against him in the day of judgment. You see? By this way, he used to call Musa, he's a magician. And in the meantime, he go to him and said, oh, Musa, call your Lord to lift. What this meaning? Meaning he believe his Lord is a powerful. At this time also, another point is so extremely important. At this time, Allah commanded Bani Israel, anyone want to follow Musa, build your house toward Qibla. Toward Qibla. Meaning, only soldier of Pharaoh has to know who is a Muslim. It was a big trial. You cannot be a hypocrite in this time. Either you be a believer or a disbeliever. Because once you build your house, you can be tortured or killed. And what he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and make Bani Israel prayer and give them with a glad tiding to those who believe. Now, when the situation gets rough, like any another messenger, Musa alayhi salam make a prayer. He said, oh Allah, you give Fir'aun and his people a lot of wealth and means and power and strength and life and material to stray your people away from you, Ya Allah. Hide and cover over their money and hide their veils over their eyes and tie it over their heart to allow them not to believe. Look at the kind of prayer. And tie it over their heart. By this way, you will not be a believer unless they saw the real torture by you, Ya Allah. Right away, he gets revelation. We accept your prayer, Ya Musa. Steadfast and do not follow the oppressor. You will know. And this was the end. Now, it came time for Musa. Oh Musa, take Bani Israel and leave. Leave Egypt. Go back to the Red Sea. Now Musa, he takes a group going to the Red Sea. Wonder what happened. All of a sudden, they come closer to the sea. Pharaoh coming behind them with his army. And they said, oh Musa, we have been followed and they will reach us. What he said, inna ma'i rabbi sayahdeen. Allah with me. Allah will take care about me. He will give me. He did not say Allah with us. He said Allah with me. Because at this time their belief was so weak. And we know the famous story. Once they coming toward the sea, again he has a cane. The cane used to be a snake. He doesn't know nothing about what will happen. But Allah gave him a revelation to tell him to go toward the sea. And the sea, as he said at this time, was so high. Very high. A lot of wave, very high. And when the time came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him, O Musa, take your cane, hit with it the water, will be a road for you. And in the moment he hit the water, all of a sudden, Allah described it in Quran in a beautiful way. The water become like walls. Huge two walls in the sky. The water become like walls, standing up with the wave and everything. And the whole sea become road. And they ran. And Allah said something so beautiful, so beautiful. He said, of what they saw, it was a sign. But the majority of them, they was not a believer. Imagine, the people was with Musa. Allah said to us, the majority of them was not a believer, even of what they saw. But Allah, He is Aziz al-Rahim. Allah is all exalted and all merciful. Now, very simple. Musa he crossed. By the time Musa crossed, according to some report, Fir'aun look was arrogant. He crossed, we cross. But Musa, Fir'aun, some reports they said, he gets the message before he crossed. What he saw, he gets the message. He know. He know at this moment what Musa have is a real Lord with him. But do you know what they said? They said Fir'aun at this moment he cannot retract. Do you know why? Why? Huh? Arrogant. inside of him, he know it without no doubt. Musa is right, I'm wrong. But they said, like any another king, arrogant, he cannot show his own, you know, weakness and be humble. He said, no, vroom, go. And he commanding his soldier, he go. And we know the famous story. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once he went, boom, he closed the sea. Now Musa, Fir'aun, in the middle of the sea, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Water is going in, he gets the reality. Does Fir'aun know how to swim? Fir'aun know how to swim? And even if he swim, is not regular water. He swim or doesn't swim is commanded by Allah to pull them down. Now at this time, what Fir'aun said, I believe in the Lord of Musa, and I bear witness, I believe in what he believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it very clearly. Now is too late. And this is what happened to us. It's very dangerous to hear what is truth and keep playing game. It's very dangerous. As soon or later, Allah will get you. And you might not ever have a chance to be repent again. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not like those who playing game and wait until the last moment. No. You have to be careful with that. And finished. And not only that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, now and after you oppress all these years, and you are among those who are oppressor, today we will save your body to become a sign to whom after you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said a beautiful word, and وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ النَّاسِ عَنْ آيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ. And among people seeing our sign, but with what they see from our sign, they do not even comprehend. This is Yunus, Surah Yunus, chapter Yunus, verse 90 and 92. Now, you heard what Allah said? Allah said at this moment, he said, I will save your body to be a sign. People go to Egypt to watch the sign of the oppressor. We supposed to be walking and crying, not taking pictures, not go and glory those who Allah disgrace. This is stupidity, but it's actually blind from us. Because all this mummy and all this, a lot of it belong to the time of Fir'aun. Even some report in the recent history, it said, Ramses II, the second Ramses, the one his body is intact in Egypt, they said it might be most likely is Fir'aun. Because Allah said he will keep him intact until the day of judgment as a sign. Not as a victorious sign, no, as a sign for us. Where he was, where he became, and what Allah done with him. Not to take picture and glory all these pharaohs. They are disbeliever. Glory what? What the knowledge did with them? What all the technology and they have? Believe me, they have technology until now, nobody know it. They have knowledge, nobody know it. But look at our blindness. We glory them and we take picture and put it in a wall. Like one sheikh from Egypt, he said something beautiful. He said, you glory what Allah disgrace. Meaning, you are actually making war against what Allah decided already. Do you know what this meaning? You do that, Allah make war against you and you will never be a winner. And this is the day of Ashura, which yesterday or today, according to different calendar. This is the story of Musa. We have in here, inshallah, a little bit time to go to another story quick. of the story of Musa with Al-Khidr, because it's very important to us. Musa alayhi salam, one day he was giving a speech. Unlike usual, the sunnah of Allah is the same, the way of Allah is the same. Always you find when you do a speech in a gathering, usually a wise person will show up and give you a stupid question just to make himself somebody. And what happened is, he asked him, "Oh Musa, who's the most knowledgeable person in earth?" Right away, Musa, he was a little bit having, you know, like fast answer, "It's me." Right away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to him. He said, "Oh Musa, I want you to go and learn." Now, from a prophet to a student. And this teach us humble too. He said, "Where I find him, Ya Allah?" He said, "Take a bucket or a basket and put a salted fish." At this time, they used to have salted fish to eat. He said, "Took a full salted fish, put it in a basket. In the time you lose it, you will find him." Now he go. He go to this journey and he prepare and he take his with him a boy, a young boy. And this young boy, he always was with him all the time. And they walk and he tell him, "Where do I find him also?" He tell him, "Go toward the join of the two sea." Some people said it's between the Red Sea and Mediterranean, around Suez Canal area. And when he went and he get a nap. When he get a nap, he wake up and he continue his journey. After he continue his journey, all of a sudden, he find out, he opened the basket, no fish. Where is the fish? It's gone. With the will of Allah, the fish was dried, salted, dried fish in a basket. It came alive, it jumped in the water, and it lost. Now he doesn't know where the fish. And Allah tell him, "This man, you meet him in the place where you lose your fish." He said to his boy, all this in Quran, he said, "Go, let's go follow our footsteps backward. And go to the rock, maybe we will find the fish." By the will of Allah, the fish went to an area, was already locked up by some rocks. By this way, he saw the fish living in the sea. At this moment, he looked, he find Al-Khidr. Al-Khidr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, a man is a biased man. Now, a scholar in Islam make a big fuss. If he's an angel, if he's a biased man, if he's somebody, and no, it's not our business. Take the story from Quran and leave the rest. It will not matter to us. He asked him, he said, "Assalamu alaikum, alaikum assalam, ya Musa." He said, "You know me?" He said, "Yes." "You are Musa, the one he has been sent to this." And he gave him the first lesson. He said, "Oh Musa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give me a knowledge different than your knowledge. And he give you knowledge different than my knowledge." He said, "Allah sent me to you to teach me." Now is the first learning method, how to learn in Islam. Listen carefully now. I hope you're not sleeping now. He said, "Can you please accept me as a student?" He said, "You cannot be patient with me." The teacher knew the level of quality of Musa. and his knowledge. He said, what I have, you do not know. And always knowledge, when you do not understand and comprehend, you cannot have patience. And this is what's happening to all of us today. We want to learn quick, and when somebody give advice, we want jump. It doesn't work. You have to be patient. Patient to whom? You learn from them. This is the first teaching.